Wait for it. Wait for it. 4-0.
4-0.
Go Birds.
Go Birds.
You know, every week we come back and nothing in that loss column yet, man. It feels it's an interesting predicament to be 4-0 in, but 4-0 is 4-0, and here we are. Welcome to episode 8 of Cheap Seats and Cheese Steaks. I am Jay Sensi, joined by the man himself, Tyler Kelvey. And your prediction is so far spot on, buddy.
So far undefeated. So far undefeated season, still rocking.
Let's go. You know, when we were talking about the schedule, these first four games were a bit of a gauntlet, right? I think we were saying we would be happy coming out, I mean, even 2-2, 3-1. Certainly hasn't been easy going this first four games, but man, one of only two undefeated teams left in the NFL on top of the NFC East, and Cowboys ended in a tie. Go Birds, dickhead. Where you want to start, buddy?
No, I'm just 4-0. Tough win, another game, tail of two halves. I mean, 4-0. Who would even complain?
No.
Who would even who could
someone might
who would be upset, you know, your team's 4-0 after the gauntlet that was. I mean, who could even think of complaining? I mean, but
there's always one.
So yeah, let's talk about, you know, some pros and cons from the Bucs.
The big pro is we exercised those demons.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, first time we beat them in Tampa in 12 years, I believe it was. They've had our number for a bit. I think that that second half was a little dicey. But, you know, coming out of there with a win in the heat, I'm happy with it.
Yeah, I mean, most of the experts, you know, on paper, the Eagles are a better team.
Sure.
Top to bottom, you know, almost in every category, especially in, you know, with the injuries on both sides, like we still had everything in our favor, but everything was, well, the Eagles can't win in the heat in Tampa. Yeah. So, you know, we for us to come away 4-0 after the schedule as is, I mean, you got to be happy.
Yeah, and the media likes Baker. You know, Baker this, Baker that, bake me a fucking cake. The Birds are 4-0. Let's go.
Respect, though, to Baker. I give him that because he's just that, like, you know, grindy guy.
I do like him. Yeah. I mean, I'd root for him if he's not playing the Birds.
For sure.
But, you know, you alluded to it. You said the same thing after the Rams game. Tale of two halves where first half was a sputter in the Rams game and we came to life in the second half. We decided that wasn't fun enough, so we flipped the script this week. First half was quite exciting. Kind of seemed like the offense got their shit together. And then we went into halftime, and I don't know if it was a little bit of the heat. I don't know if it was a little bit of game plan and scheme, but laid a bit of an egg in that second half.
Yeah, I'm suspect of with Jalen. I think he took a hit. I don't know if it was late in the first half or early in the second half. He took a hit. We ended up getting driven into the turf. And I was wondering if maybe he was a little concussed.
He whacked his head.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that play.
Yeah. So I don't know if that played a part in, you know, the passing game not working in the second half.
It could have been. I didn't really think about that. At the time, it didn't look great because he came down on, I think he hit the back of his head when he came down. Got up a little slow. I'm surprised they probably didn't send him into the tent. You know, he did one of those, what game was it? What game was it where he tried to stay in the game and then he saw his face and he was out of it? Was it the Redskins game?
That was the Commanders game last year. Yeah.
Yeah, I think he sold it a little bit better maybe this time around.
Yeah.
But that's an interesting point. I did not think of that until you just mentioned it.
Yeah, because everything seemed off in the second half. I don't know if the Bucs made good adjustments or, you know, if we just kind of got complacent and we kind of, like, we start, like, Petullo maybe a little too much situational football. Like, hey, we got the lead. Let's kind of, like, play keep away.
Yep.
You know?
Yep.
So, but listen, there's one thing that matters in the NFL, and that's stacking W's, especially early in the year, because you're not gelled yet as a team. This time last year, we were ready to fire Sirianni. Mm-hmm. Jalen Hurts got to go.
Yep.
You know, the defense ain't it. You know what I mean? So, we'll see. I mean, but 4-0 is 4-0.
Yeah. I mean, the good news is last year, we probably would have loved to be 4-0 at this point. And then we gelled and we pulled it together. The year before that, we were 4-0 and everything fell apart. And some of those wins, I think, kind of feel like that year. I'm hoping it's not the case. But, I think there's some pros and cons. I think the running game is a little worrisome. In some of the interviews that you hear this week with the offensive linemen, they kind of allude to it being a timing thing, that they're not really fully in sync. I think Jordan Mailata said they're oftentimes one block away, and maybe that's the case a lot of times. Mm. But, I'd love to think that maybe it's a timing and a synchronization thing when it comes to the run game, and that's something that is going to get ironed out. At the moment, Saquon's getting bottled up, though, which is unfortunate.
Yeah, big time. But the biggest difference between this year, last year, and this year in 23, the defense is so good.
So good.
And we're not even getting sacks and pressures like that.
Right.
Right? But just fundamental defense is just, we just look good. Everybody's, except for those two busted plays, kind of everybody's in the right position. And that's a hats off to Vic. I mean, those two broken plays. I mean, the deep pass, not the one to the running back, the other one, that one was kind of fluky. Like
Makuba and
Makuba was right there. Like
Shipper right there.
Yeah, yeah. If Makuba just gets a fingertip on that, that's a whole different type of play.
Yeah.
The play with who's that? Bucky Irvin?
Yes.
That play, that's just a heads up play, Jahad Campbell, covered good, but got turned around and just, that's just the heads up play. Sometimes that happens, get things develop and things, you think the pressure is going to get there and it doesn't. So, but that's something though with the defense that I am concerned about. We're still not getting the pressures.
Yeah. When you compare it to the 23 season, that's where we were getting record number sacks. Right?
No, that's 22. 23 is the collapse year.
Oh yeah. 22. Yeah.
Okay. 23 was no defense.
No defense at all.
All year long. And it got worse and worse as the year went on. So that's when we started the year. 23, we're 10-1, and we're just barely getting by. Jalen was turning the ball over too much.
Yep.
And that's another thing, too, this year where I would rather, Jalen go 0-for-8 in the second half with no turnovers than him, 5-for-10 with two picks and a fumble, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I felt he was doing too much in 23.
Yep.
And putting us, behind the eight ball a little bit and putting more pressure on the defense. But the defense wasn't getting stops. You didn't believe in the defense getting stops. So you kind of had to kind of make things happen where I think now, as long as we can get some sort of lead and keep the game close, like, I feel this defense is going to make a play.
They lock it down.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't, those busted plays don't scare me. I mean, they're going to happen. They happen to every team, not every week. They're going to happen again. Maybe not, hopefully not in unfortunate situations, but not to pull a Micah Parsons comment, but you take those away.
Yeah.
And it's a very different game. I think those are very just uncharacteristic plays for this defense. Really is what I'm trying to get at.
Yeah. That's one thing we don't do. We don't give up big plays.
Yep.
So yeah. I mean, there's growing pains. It's a new team. Mm-hmm. As much as like people, they just think it rolls over. It doesn't. Like, you lose two or three or four guys on a defensive unit, like, it's a whole different thing. You lose one or two guys, especially offensive line, everything kind of changes. You get a new offensive coordinator, everything changes. It takes a gelling process. And you would think that as a professional, you would understand that and you would kind of just be glad to be 4-0 right now working towards your identity. Who would just complain and bitch about maybe not getting enough catches? And I mean, who would do that? It just doesn't make sense to me. Let's say there was a guy. Let's just say there's a receiver playing for the Eagles that just had a great game last week against the Rams. And then now this week wants to throw, you know, a passive aggressive tweet fest where, you know, I'm not happy. So AJ, just shut up. Like, this is the little rant here. These professional athletes, do you want to get paid? He's $90 million receiver.
Mm-hmm.
$100 million plus over his stint with the Eagles.
Yep.
Okay, you want money. You got it. You want to win Super Bowl. We got you. What else is it now? It's numbers. You want numbers? We'll send you to the Carolina Panthers and you'll have all the numbers. And you win four games.
Yep.
Stay with the Tennessee Titans. Win four games. You get all the numbers. And no one's going to talk about you. It's frustrating, you know, when as fans, you care more about the process and the team than these guys do.
Yep.
And I mean, listen, I get it if this whole season, you know, you're losing games you maybe shouldn't, and you're frustrated and you're not fitting into this offense. But it's week four. Week four last year, you weren't having great numbers either.
Right.
So where are we at here? Like, we need you have the C on your chest as well. That's the big thing that drives me nuts. They voted you captain. You have to conduct yourself as the captain. You have to find ways to get your voice heard, or you just have to go out there and go. Yep. And here's another thing. Because we paid you, we can't trade you. All these experts, oh, you should trade him. Oh, you should trade. Guys, $90 million cap hit. Cannot do it.
Can't do it.
The only other alternative now is we TO you and we just send you home for the rest of the year and you sit there. And how good are your numbers going to be then?
Right.
So sometimes just shut the fuck up. And I'm a guy who loves AJ Brown. I took my son to AJ Brown football camp. I spent my hard-earned money to send my son to his camp because I respected him as a man, respected him as a player. And you're going to act like this constantly. Last year, I thought it was not that big of a deal.
Mm-hmm.
The whole book situation, I thought that was blown out of proportion.
Yeah.
I thought the whole, when they asked him after the Panthers game, what was wrong with the offense, and he said the passing game, I thought that was just a good, you know, that's a response. That's mm-hmm. a real response, you know? And they blew it up and made a whole bunch of things. Nobody asked you, AJ, mind you. No media was picking at you and asking you what's wrong, and you went upon yourself to go and do this. Now you're creating problems. We're in the midst of a dynasty. We're in the midst of a historical run for an Eagles franchise. Sometimes you're going to be the best. Last week, you were our hero. This week, you weren't. But we got the W. And guess what? We're going into Denver. Denver's coming into Philly. Patrick Surtain, the number one best cornerback in the league. It ain't going to get much easier for you. And here's the thing, too. You missed an entire preseason with a hamstring. Second year in a row, you missed with hamstring. So you're not at your peak. So, and you want to start throwing shade, and I don't even know who it's at. That's another thing, too. Are you mad at the offensive coordinator? Are you mad at the quarterback? I don't know. It's frustrating as a fan. It's you know, we spend our hard-earned money. We make these guys bigger than life.
Yep.
And they're 4-0, and you think and they talk about, all I want to do is win. All I want to do is get paid. You're paid and you're winning.
That's why you wanted out of Tennessee, right?
Apparently.
I mean,
maybe.
You got everything but the numbers, the personal numbers. It's a team sport. Get it together. Everybody else is on the same page. Even Jalen Carter, who we accused last year of maybe being a little bit of a me guy, interviewed after the game saying, you know, I know I didn't play my best. I know it wasn't my best game. You know, I want to be better, but I'm happy that we won. He's not out there crying. And he hasn't gotten paid yet.
No. I don't know
what else you want.
I don't understand it. And here's the thing, too.
That childish.
You know, these receivers, here's the thing about receivers. No receiver has ever spoken up and became a problem, and it worked out for you.
Right. But it's usually the receivers.
It's always the receivers.
Right?
Yeah.
Tyreek Hill did the same thing.
And you know, terrible what happened to him on Monday night. But I guarantee if you ask him right now, does he wish he took a little less money and was still in with the Chiefs and won a couple more Super Bowls and had opportunities to win big games, he'd say, hell yeah.
Yep.
Go ask Randy Moss, would he have rather shut his mouth once or twice in his career and won a Super Bowl? Sure. Ask T.O. Well, I don't know about T.O. T.O. loves T.O. But flip side, great receiver, Hall of Fame, but everybody's going to say the same thing. Man, you know, was just a problem, though. You know, great receiver, problem. You know, couldn't win a big game because he couldn't keep his mouth shut.
Yeah, you know, I'm trying, as you're talking, I'm trying to think of a scenario where that occurred and it ended up benefiting the receiver, and I can't find one. It's not going to go well.
Stephon Diggs.
Yeah.
Complain, complain, complain. Yep. Yep. I bet you wish you were in Buffalo right now.
Oh, yeah.
4-0. They're 4-0. It's just, it's frustrating, man. And I get why people dislike, you know, why people take such shots at professional athletes.
Yep.
Because when they act like this, when you have everything you can ask for, and here's the thing about the world and how it goes, opportunity is guaranteed. You have an opportunity. Success is not. Right? Yep. So you have the opportunity to be part of a winning culture. You have the opportunity to be the best receiver in the it's not happening, and I get it, it's frustrating. But here's the thing. Your best game ever is 10 catches, 150 yards, and 2 touchdowns.
Mm-hmm.
10 times you touch the ball, right? You can't complain. Your worst game, 3 catches, 20 yards, no touchdowns. You receivers only impact the game so much. Yeah. They're sports cars. They're great to look at, you know, and they run fast. But when they start making noises, it's a problem. It's going to cost you.
I like the analogy.
And guess what?
It's good.
And they don't go well in the snow. So, AJ, remember that game in the divisional round? Mm. You were dropping ball and nobody threw you under the bus.
No.
Nobody.
Because we won.
And here's the flip side, too. What's the alternative? We force you the ball and then we lose a game and you get your numbers. And then what is everybody else going to say on the team and throughout? Well, why didn't Saquon touch the ball more?
Mm-hmm.
Why are you not giving your best player the best opportunities?
Yep.
And we still have to. We are a running team. We are a defensive team as of right now. We'll see where our identity goes. But the great thing I feel about the Eagles is we're multifaceted.
Mm.
Sometimes it's going to be the pass game, right? The Super Bowl, right? Sometimes it's going to be the defense. A lot of times it's going to be the defense. And then sometimes it's going to be the run game. You got to wait for your opportunities. We're in the midst of a dynasty. Go back and watch all the great dynasties. Sometimes it's winning ugly. But guess what? The one key term, winning. Winning. It's not easy to win in this league. It's hard to sustain winning in this league. Ask the Packers. Packers, week one and week two, they were the darling of the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
Picked in all the power rankings. Where are they now? It's hard to win in this league. I don't know. I just it hurts too because I love the player.
Right.
You know, like he was my son's favorite player for a year or two. Now it's Saquon just because. But I was okay with that. I said, you know what? He's different. He's a good receiver. He's a good team guy. And
yep.
And how do I explain this? My son doesn't know about this. He's too young to understand the drama that's off the field stuff. But, you know, if he was a little bit older and he's like, why is AJ Brown upset? Yep. Why all my coaches tell me, hey, as long as we're winning, you just got to keep your mouth shut and be a good soldier.
Yep.
Well, why is this guy not doing that? Well, is he upset because he needs to get paid? No, he's one of the highest paid receivers in the league. Well, what's the problem? Right? Going back to the 23 year, we collapsed. Everything fell apart. AJ Brown had one of the historical runs, five games in a row with 125 yards plus.
Yep.
It didn't mean anything. We lost. We got bounced out of the playoffs, embarrassed. Your numbers don't matter, brother. But I don't know. We're just a bunch of retards sitting on chairs wearing other men's jerseys. You know what I mean? But it's frustrating, man. It's frustrating as a fan. And then, you know, when you spend so much time and money and you know, passion for players and it seems like they just don't care about the same stuff that they claim they do or what the whole goal is. And that's just to win fucking games. And we're 4-0. And, and we're talking about A.J. Brown. We're 4-0, we're talking about A.J. Brown.
I know.
Tweeting.
I know.
Grow up. But back to the A.J. Brown. I told you this in the offseason.
You called it.
And it wasn't even about the whole, his attitude. Like, this was his last year regardless. So he should just shut up and do his best and try and get one more Super Bowl, because it doesn't matter. Money-wise, we can't pay everybody all the time.
Right.
Your contract is too big. After this year, you have great trade value, mm-hmm. and the backloading of your contract, you know, we're going to have to eat some of the money. But like I said, we're not going to be able to trade you this year. $90 million cap hit. Howie just don't work like that.
No.
So, but this was your last year anyway, so you might as well just shut up and try and collect another ring. Because that's the thing, too. Like, people love champions. You know, Lynn Swann is talked about as a great, greatest receiver of all time. His numbers are not that great.
Right.
But he's a 4-time Super Bowl champion, and people put that somewhere.
Yep.
Michael Irvin, great numbers, but not the greatest. He's not top 5 in any category.
Right.
But because he was part of a dynasty, of a championship, of a winning culture, they talk about him in high regard. You know? So, what do you want to be? Do you want to be remembered as a winner? Or do you want to be remembered as the guy who got good numbers? Because a lot of guys with a lot of numbers, and no one gives a shit. Larry Fitzgerald has great numbers.
Right.
He was a great team guy, and that poor motherfucker
still
didn't get a win.
No.
So, do you want to be the guy who could have won, or do you want to be the guy who got paid? You know, your decision. I don't know. Go ahead.
Maybe need more books.
Dick.
I got nothing else to say about AG. You covered it. I have nothing to add.
Yeah.
I got nothing to add. Let's move on.
Let's move on. Offensively, we got to figure it out.
Yeah.
I mean, besides the whole AJ thing, I mean, you know, you don't need a tweet to know that. Yeah, we got to fix things offensively. Yep. You know, the offensive line. My thing, too, is Cam Jurgens not 100% off the back? Is Landon Dickerson not 100% off the knee?
Yep.
You know, these are things we're going to have to work through. But we're gelling, we're learning, and man, I mean, everybody, all the experts picked us to go 2-2 in these first four games, mm-hmm. five games, 1-4, I heard people say. You know, the haters were even like, I wouldn't be surprised if 0-4, yep. you know, like yep. the Eagles are, they're hurting, and we're 4-0 through this huge stretch of the season.
It's a good spot to be in. I mean, the closest behind us, the Commanders are what, 2-2?
Yeah.
Cowboys are 2-1-1?
Yeah.
2-1-1?
2-1-1? No, 1.
1-2-1?
Yeah.
And Giants are 1-3?
Sure. I don't, something like
so,
that.
So, I mean, you know, the point I'm trying to make is we're sitting pretty in the division,
yeah.
right?
Yep.
We're beating conference opponents that we will probably see in the playoffs, the Rams and the Bucks. That could be really important for seeding. I don't hate the position we're in. I'd rather have things to fix at 4-0 than things to fix at 2-2. And then we got the Broncos coming in, which, I mean, they're hot and cold.
Yeah. Yeah. You're not sure what you're going to get with the Broncos, but
I feel good. I feel better about the Broncos than I did about the Bucks or
yeah.
the Rams or the Chiefs,
mm.
maybe even the Cowboys. The Cowboys
week one. Yeah.
Right. So, yeah. You know, I hope it's not a trap game. But their defense is, you know, their passing defense, like you said, is tough.
Yeah.
With Surtain.
You got the number, one cornerback in the league. And
we got to run the ball.
We got to figure that out. That's probably the most concerning thing, is that there's just not anywhere for Saquon to go.
Yeah.
And, you know, and I don't know if that's like a Petullo thing. I don't know what that is. I don't know if it's, you know, schematics, if, you know, what we're running out of, you know, I mean, you know, if we're too predictable. I'm not sure yet. I mean, it's just, it's tough to see, because it just doesn't look good. The only concern, really, the biggest concern, is the fact that we couldn't get first downs in the second half.
Right.
I'm okay with not scoring a bunch of points. And I mean, it's tough to score points in this league. And we did it pretty efficiently in the first half, and sometimes you got to dial it back, but we got to be able to sustain drives. We got to be able to get a couple first downs, especially in a situation like that, man. Hats off to the defense again and again and again in that heat, in how much they had to be on the field late in that game, man. That Moro Ojomo sack was, it was just so huge. And we were such so low energy. And for us to, that play had such energy. That pass rush got in there immediately. And that's the beautiful thing about this team and this defense is like when we got to have it, we get it. And I love that. But there's going to be games where the ball ain't going to bounce our way. But we got to be able to sustain drives with the running game. That's kind of what we're looking for. But also a little bit with Saquon, like I said in the previous weeks, a little too much like looking for the home run. I feel like he wants to break one big where I just wish he would just pick up a couple yards at a clip. Get 4 yards. 3 rushes for 4 yards is 12. Yeah. That's a first down every time. You know, and the way our offense runs, if you could get 3 yards a carry, first, second, and third, we push on it. Fourth. Yeah. Yep. So, but we need to be able to sustain some drives. And but the wrinkle off the tush push was nice. It's funny, though, like the media, this is why, like, you could tell who the real Eagles fans are and who aren't. Because they're like, oh, my God, we ran that crazy. Yeah, we've done that before.
Yes.
We've tried that many a time. It just didn't work out as well. But we ran in the Saints game. We ran against, tried to run against the Cardinals the year before. Like, we've been trying to run these plays, you know, off of the tush push. Mm-hmm. It's just, you know, sometimes it's just unnecessary.
Yeah. I mean, you know, to your point about sustaining drives, that game is probably a lot less of a nail biter if we can get some first downs in that second half.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
We're not down to the wire. We're not, maybe not even down to a one possession game. If we can get to the point where we can shave off a couple minutes, even 4 or 5 minutes in a drive.
Yeah, catch a field goal.
Exactly. And the way the field goals are going, you know, people are going to be kicking 70-yarders. I did not know that about the balls, though.
Yeah.
You see that?
Yeah, they changed it. Yeah, Vic was saying.
Vic's comments? Yeah. I did not know that.
No, yeah, I knew that changed it. Yeah, they were talking about that.
The way he said it was hilarious, though.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the refs, they're out there rubbing balls. Mm-hmm. Oh, man, Vic. We're going to figure it out. I think we figured out in the Rams game, we figured out how to play in the second half. In the Bucks game, maybe we figured out how to play in the first half. I'd like to think we start piecing this shit together.
Yeah. And for us to be where we are offensively too, like it's weird too. We get real short-sighted. Like all we can think about is like the back end of last year where we were a well-oiled machine for the most part. But there were a lot of weeks where it was ugly for us during last year.
Yeah.
You know, we went 10 weeks straight without scoring a touchdown in the first half.
That's true.
Or in the first quarter. Yep. Yeah. And that was like a thing. Like it was looming over us for weeks and weeks and weeks. We couldn't score a touchdown in the first quarter. And we've done that a couple times already in multiple games.
Yep.
So, I mean, I think in every game we've scored a touchdown in the first quarter. Dallas, Chiefs, right? We came out and scored early in the Chiefs game.
Yeah.
We scored early in the... We got the pick in of the Rams, and then we got a touchdown.
Yeah.
And then this week, obviously. I mean, and we even...
It wasn't an offensive touchdown, but I think we'd also scored even think, an yeah, offensive we got an touchdown, touchdown, right?
Yeah. So
we're figuring it out a little at a time.
And we have, you know, such great playoff grind experience that we're if we can keep it close... It's like the Patriots. It's like the Chiefs. It's like these teams that have build this dynasty where if it's close, we're going to get you.
Yep.
Because we've been here. We're used to it. We thrive in these moments. And we're built for these type of moments. So if I was a diva receiver, I'd shut my fucking mouth and just ride the wave, brother.
And you know? The wave, I think, is getting easier, too, right now. Right? We're coming in Broncos. Giants. I think after the Giants, we got the Vikings, and then Giants again.
Yeah.
Like the hard initial part of that season to come out 4-0 is super impressive. Now, you know, you don't take your foot off the gas, but if we have figured out some of those issues in the hard games, we should. I'm not going to say we're going to breeze through these games because I know every single one of them is probably going to be a nail biter.
Sure.
But I think we should be able to have more efficiency in things like the offense in the next 4 games.
Yeah, you'll have more opportunities to, you know, sustain these leads that we've been getting and keeping, you know, keep better at keeping the ball away from these offenses later in the game to allow them to keep it close to us.
Yep.
So yeah, I just, man, and we're 2-2 at this point last year, ready to fire our head coach.
Yep.
So with that said, like, man, you gotta be very happy where we're at, not satisfied, but happy. And I love the teams. I thought overall, like, AJ Brown didn't have to say anything. I thought overall, us coming off the field, our vibe was we're better than this. We're mm-hmm. pissed a little bit because this game should have been a walk away.
Yep.
Where, you know, things happened, but you know, there's the difference between good teams and not good teams, where things start to unravel and you make crucial mistakes. Yep. Go look at the Packers should have lost. The Packers, that last sequence,
definitely.
That last sequence in overtime with the Packers was awful.
Mm-hmm.
Awful. And they were up early in that game and they had control of that game. But late in that playoff, or that overtime, that screen pass into the pass into the end zone, they were lucky it hit someone in the back of the head and hit the ground, because if it airballed into the back of the end zone, the clock would have ran out. They would have lost without an attempt at a field goal.
Right.
So these are bad teams. These are not, I'm not going to say bad teams, but these are not seasoned, you know, winners.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the difference between us and them right now. We're finding ways to win. The ball bounces in our favor. And when we get an opportunity, we take advantage of these opportunities. You look at the Packers, week 1 and week 2, hands down best team. Oh, great. Oh, we're going to this, that, another. You know, they fall apart. They get beat by the Browns in a close game where they couldn't figure out how to grind through those tough moments. We do, right? The Ravens, first couple weeks. Their offense, number one offense, moving the ball at will, running up and down the field on people. Can't stop nobody. Can't win these tough games down the stretch.
Right.
So that's the difference between good and great teams. And, I mean, we're not, I don't know if we're a great team yet, but we have.
We're built for it, though.
We have the pedigree to be that. And we have the ultimate, you know, guy in that. Back to Jalen Hurts, second half. Most quarterbacks. Even Jalen, I think, earlier in his career, starts going 0 for 5, 0 for 6, 0 for 7, just starts pressing and starts making really, really crucial mistakes and pushing where he doesn't need it. Where, like I said, in situational football, he's just like, listen, I know my defense got my back.
Yep.
So let's play some complimentary ball. I mean, the defense has been lifting so much of the load.
Good. They're so good.
They're so good. So well coached.
And with very little pressure.
Yeah, with no sacks. You know, we get some pressure, but we don't get sacks. That's right. But normally that's our MO. We're a sack heavy team, and that's how you really, you know, change the game in the NFL nowadays, because, you know, the way the rules are to cover guys, it's very difficult.
Yep.
You know, but speaking of that, Quinyon Mitchell just locking people up.
Stud.
Locking people up. The Guantanamo Bay is in.
It's a real
business
thing.
Is booming, you know? So yeah, man, I don't know, as pessimistic as I could be as an Eagles fan, you know, taking a step back and just going, okay, where were we last year, the year before that, and the year before that, what did we look like? I have to be happy, but not satisfied. And, you know, I think this coaching staff, I think, this team, this defense is something special.
Broncos. You want to go right into a pick?
Yeah.
34-20, Birds.
34-20?
Yep, 34-20.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah, I'm going to say 31-13.
Okay.
I think we get it done.
Easier game?
Yeah, I think the defense takes what happened last week with those big plays personal.
Mm.
And I think we come out with the same intensity that we started the game with last week. And I think we get it done. I think we get Bo Nix. I think we get him pressured and we get him, you know, seeing ghosts out there.
How many catches for AJ?
Not many. Because I would think Patrick Surtain's going to follow being his back pocket the whole game.
Yep.
So. But as a good team player, sometimes, like, that's your role, brother. Hey, listen, the best player on their whole team is got on you. So we're just going to run you off, and we're going to pick them apart underneath, and we're going to run the ball, and we're going to play defense, and we're going to smother them and put them away. Okay? And then you're going to ball out next week against the Giants.
Yep. Well, yeah. Should be a little easier then. I think Saquon gets 100 for the first time this season, this week.
Yeah, I mean, I hope so. I would like to see that. I hate to see him struggle like this. Yeah. I don't think it's lack of him per se. I think he looks as fast and explosive as he ever has. I just think these running lanes aren't there, and I think he's trying to wait for that big home run. I think we need to just, you know, look at the film and fix and tweak and adjust, and I have full faith in this team, man. I think we can make a big run.
Because, I mean, if you look at it, like, if you look at the A.J. Dillon runs, right, he just hits a hole and he goes. Mm-hmm. And he's busted off a couple, you know, 8, 9, sometimes 10-yard runs. Saquon is more capable of getting more yards than an A.J. Dillon is, but he's got to hit those same holes.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's where I think I agree with you that he's, I don't want to say he's dancing, right? He's not Shady. Remember Shady used to dance back there and try to look? He's not doing that. Yeah. But I think he's a little bit more hesitant than he was last year, where he would just take the first thing that he could get last year. And in a lot of times it worked out. It ended up being the right hole. I think he could do that again if he just goes for it.
Yeah. Listen, I have full faith in this team. I'm ready for this second quarter of the season here. Mm. And over these next four games, you know, going 3-1 over this next four games would be great. 4-0 would be even better.
Yep.
So, but that's how you got to take the season too. You got to take it chunk by chunk, you know, because you grow and develop and film gets passed around and tape gets, you know, examined and analyzed, and, you know, they start to make you, you know, now you got the four games, they're going to start making you play to your weaknesses a little more, and, you know, certain things have to emerge, and, you know, that's where, you know, we're a good team. We'll see how great we are. We're going to develop and move. But like I said, going into this week 5 last year, into the bye, you know, we were ready to fire everybody.
Yep.
It was a dumpster fire, and we turned it around. And I think right now, you know, I think we're in a great, great standing, great holding. The Commanders don't look unbeatable.
Right.
So we just got to keep pace in the NFC East, win the division, win the conference, and then let's go from there.
Yeah, at this time last year, Sirianni was shaving his head. Yeah. I think his hair is safe.
Yeah.
The hair is safe for now.
Yeah.
Keep that hair.
Unless he's got to pull it out because, you know, A.J. Brown tweets.
Well, I think that's going to, I don't know. The optimist in me says he will come around.
Yeah.
Maybe he's got to get a couple touches. I don't know.
Yeah.
But 4-0. On to the Broncos. Go Birds.
Go Birds.
If you haven't yet done so, please consider liking and subscribing. Appreciate the viewership. And as always, go Birds, dickheads.
Go Bird, dickhead.
Fly, Eagles, fly on the road to victory. E-A-T-L-E-S, Eagles!